Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about China's SEC may soon have a crypto-savvy department chief, report. Bitcoin can be a reliable financial instrument after all, Mark Cuban. Bitfury invests in Shift Network to build decentralized identity products. France's new Napoleon Bitcoin Fund is tied to Siamese cash-settled futures. Three men arrested for running alleged $722 million crypto Ponzi scheme. Here's a new banking tool for vetting crypto exchanges. Now let's get started. China's SEC may soon have a crypto-savvy department chief, report. China's securities watchdog is reportedly setting up a technology regulation bureau and may soon appoint Yao Qian, the former head of China's central bank digital currency initiative, as its new department chief. According to a report from Chinese business publication Caijing on Wednesday, the China Securities Regulatory Commission (CSRC) has announced Yao's appointment on its internal bulletin. The markets had anticipated Yao's hiring due to his contribution to the development of the People's Bank of China's central bank digital currency (CBDC) and deep understanding of financial technologies, especially blockchain, Caijing said. The new division has been set up in with the aim of integrating more advanced technology into the regulation of China's securities markets, enabling more comprehensive and precise data analytics. As an official who has demonstrated a strong grasp of cryptocurrency, Yao has spearheaded the central bank's digital currency research lab since the initiative launched and has been cited as either a sole author or co-author of dozens of patent applications relating to China's CBDC technology. In an op-ed for CoinDesk in 2017, Yao detailed his thoughts on how a central bank digital currency could work as MO, cash in circulation, and coexist with banking accounts, a model that appears very similar to what China's CBDC will reportedly offer as it approaches launch. Yao's contribution to China's CBDC followed 2016 remarks by Xiaochuan Zhou, the PBOX governor at the time, on the development of a state digital currency. Yao left the PBOC to head a securities clearinghouse in October 2018, but his anticipated new role at the CSRC would mark his return to the Chinese financial market regulatory realm. Bitcoin can be a reliable financial instrument after all, Mark Cuban. One of the most outspoken critics of Bitcoin, BTC, has delivered mixed messages about its reliability as a financial asset. In comments to Forbes published on December 10, Mark Cuban appeared to contradict himself on Bitcoin's overall utility. When asked whether or not the cryptocurrency could become a reliable financial instrument, the Dallas Mavericks owner gave two differing responses. "Not a chance," he wrote at first. Subsequently, he added, "It is a collectible. If you consider art or gold a viable stable financial asset, then yes. It can be." Fiat fails to comfort Bitcoin deniers. While Cuban complained that investors were put off Bitcoin due to the difficulty in understanding how it works, the ambiguity of the comments highlighted what has become a common problem for Bitcoin skeptics explaining why they are skeptical. In a telling example last year, infamous naysayer Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, told a Cointelegraph reporter that he was not a skeptic of Bitcoin when pushed to explain his previous claim it was a fraud. Cuban appeared to set Bitcoin and gold on an unequal footing with fiat currency, something which Bitcoin proponents conversely deny. As Cointelegraph often notes, figures such as Saifedean Ammous, author of The Bitcoin Standard, argue that it is Bitcoin's limited supply which is among its biggest assets. Fiat, by contrast, faces unlimited manipulation and inflation, destroying value for those who hold or collect it. Cuban has a history of rubbishing Bitcoin, in September suggesting he would prefer bananas over Bitcoin holdings. Bitfury invests in Shift Network to build decentralized identity products. The Bitfury Group has made what it calls a strategic acquisition in decentralized credential provider Shift Network as it prepares to build out government-facing identity products. Bitfury did not say how much it is investing in the product. The deal, as outlined in a press statement Wednesday, will see Bitfury invest in Shift's Financial Action Task Force (FATF) travel compliance solution. Under the FATF's June guidance, crypto exchanges face tough requirements in documenting, disclosing and sharing their customers' data. A blockchain-based compliance solution could be one way to coordinate moving that information across exchanges. Shift has been building out its travel rule products partners and teams for much of 2019. It onboarded two former FATF executives in October and, according to its website, claims it has at least 20 partners across the industry. Now, Bitfury subsidiaries Exonum, an enterprise blockchain firm, and Crystal, an on-chain analysis firm, will also be joining that effort, the press release said. Notably, Shift has not announced virtual asset service providers like Binance and Bitfinex the actual target of the FATF travel rule as partners at the time of publication. Joseph Weinberg, co-founder of Shift, hinted in an email statement that exchanges are indeed assisting in the product set to launch alongside the Shift mainnet early next year. We're actively working on pre-integration testing with our exchange partners, and aiming for release of the travel rule solution during first quarter 2020, Weinberg said. The partnership will also bolster the company's government-facing digital identity solution, according to the press release. Shift is building such a system for the government of Bermuda in conjunction with Perseit. Weinberg said more governments may also contract with Shift. We have been working with several African and Western countries that are looking to adopt the identity platform for different use cases in 2020, he said. Francis New Napoleon Bitcoin Fund is tied to CME's cash-settled futures. French asset management firm Napoleon AM has launched a new fund tied to Chicago Mercantile Exchange's CME cash-settled Bitcoin futures. The Napoleon Bitcoin Fund began trading on December 6 with a minimum $100,000 buy-in for professional investors, who must reside in France, according to the prospectus. It cannot be traded cross-border. It is the first Bitcoin fund released by Napoleon AM, the asset management wing of French financial services firm Napoleon Group. Napoleon AM became a licensed alternative investment fund manager in May 2019, the French financial regulator's website shows. And it's also one of the first French funds to make novel use of CME's cash-settled Bitcoin futures. The fund seeks exposure to Bitcoin price movements without holding any actual Bitcoin, according to the prospectus. To that end, it trades CME Bitcoin futures, the United States' only regulated cash-settled Bitcoin futures products. CME competitor-backed launched its own cash-settled Bitcoin futures product in Singapore on Monday. Napoleon could conceivably tap into Bakkt's new product. The prospectus and investor factsheet leave open the possibility of including similarly organized exchange listing cash-settled BTC futures going forward. We have opened the door for alternative use of futures in order to optimize replication and maintain access to the best sources in the future, said Napoleon AM's communications director Sergio Gonzalez. Saint-Fon Ifra, president of Napoleon AM, said in a press statement that the fund is the culmination of discussions with the French regulator. We are proud to contribute to the institutionalization and democratization of digital assets through a unique regulated fund under French law. It remains to be seen how popular an investment vehicle tied to Bitcoin futures will be with French investors. Their U.S. counterparts have shown some interest in regulated futures products, with the CME recently reporting a 61% year-over-year increase in its Bitcoin futures open contracts. Three men arrested for running alleged $722 million crypto Ponzi scheme. United States authorities in New Jersey have announced the arrest of three men who are accused of defrauding investors of over $722 million as part of alleged crypto Ponzi scheme BitClub Network, per a December 10 announcement from the Department of Justice. The accusations against BitClub Network. According to the press release, BitClub Network promised massive rates of return in exchange for investments in a shared cryptocurrency mining pool. The parties at the center of the scheme then allegedly misappropriated over $722 million of those funds into their own lavish living rather than the promised mining pool. Authorities further accuse the three men arrested of falsifying information on returns in order to solicit more investment as well as. The three accused are Matthew Goach and Jobadiah Weeks, both from Colorado, and Joseph Abel of California. Authorities are charging the first two with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, as well as conspiracy to offer and sell unregistered securities. Abel, who was apparently less central to the scheme, has only been charged with conspiracy to offer and sell unregistered securities, a charge that carries a maximum prison term of 5 years. The press release mentions additional conspirators who have not been named or charged with crimes. A suspicious history. This is not the first indication that BitClub may not be a fully above-board operation. Back in 2016, crypto news outlet 99bitcoins warned against investing in BitClub, despite removing an earlier scam label from the company. The author, Ophir Beigel, explained, "After gathering the facts, I can't prove that BitClub Network is a scam beyond a shadow of a doubt. I do, however, still think that BitClub Network's business model is lacking and wouldn't invest in it personally." Back in March of 2017, Cointelegraph reported on accusations that BitClub had launched a malleability attack on the Bitcoin (BTC) network. Ongoing legal action against OneCoin. Arguably the most famous crypto exit scam in history, the case of OneCoin has seen notable recent legal action. In November, a jury in Manhattan found an attorney guilty of laundering over $400 million on behalf of OneCoin's famed founder Ruja Ignatova, also known as the CryptoQueen. For his services, he was allegedly paid $50 million. Ignatova's location remains unknown. Only last week, OneCoin's website finally went offline, having helped the scheme garner $4 billion. Here's a new banking tool for vetting crypto exchanges. A risk-based approach rather than a blanket ban on crypto activity. That's what blockchain forensics startup Elliptic is hoping to engender among banks with its latest offering. "Most banks at the moment have a zero-tolerance approach to crypto," said Tom Robinson, Elliptic's chief scientist and co-founder. "They don't have any visibility into the risks that a particular exchange may possess. They all look the same to them. So, many of them won't bank any exchanges." The product, called Elliptic Discovery, aims to give institutions up-to-date risk profiles of more than 200 of the largest exchanges globally. Robinson says Elliptic's tool offers risk indicators that matter to bankers. An exchange's know your customer and anti-money laundering policies. Jurisdictions that an exchange operates under and what licenses it holds. The coins listed at the exchange that might be risky, i.e. privacy coins. Analysis of an exchange's transactions, i.e. funds going to anonymizing services or funds going to entities, countries on a sanctions list. Similar banking products in the market include TRM Labs' risk score for cryptocurrency transactions, with the startup analyzing more than a dozen blockchains for banks looking to fight money laundering and fraud in the cryptosphere. Banks have also used Chainalysis transaction monitoring tools to be able to compliantly work with crypto firms. Elliptic's Robinson said he spoke with about a dozen bankers to determine what risk indicators would be valuable to them. One insight gained from his informal survey was that bankers would be more likely to bank exchanges if they had more information about their risk profiles, he said. The co-founder wouldn't reveal the banks he contacted, but Elliptic has publicly worked with crypto-friendly Silvergate Bank since the spring of 2017. Robinson believes banks are missing out on business opportunities to add clients and working against the will of their retail customers that are likely already purchasing and trading crypto without their bank's knowledge. "I do think this is going to have a positive impact on the whole crypto system," Robinson said. Last month, Elliptic began providing anti-money laundering services to the Zilliqa blockchain and cryptocurrency. In September, Elliptic closed a $23 million Series B funding round led by Japanese financial company SBI Holdings, which will help Elliptic expand in Asia. The company partnered with crypto exchange Binance in May. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.